Good morning and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Shane Kretz, and today you will be listening to my opinion about the overall best slash most influential artist ever. But sit tight and hear the message from this week's sponsor. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Shane Kretz, and I hope you're having a good day so far. First things first, I just want to thank the sponsors this week, Steez Tea. Very beneficial, very organic and healthy. If you ever feel parched, just know that this product can be your aid. I recommend it highly. It's so delicious. Try it out for yourself. All right, shablam pow. Let's dive into this topic. Now, in this world, there are many individuals from pop culture that have become very influential in our lives. For example, we have people like the Beatles, Drake, Bob Dylan, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace, etc. But hold up. I cannot make a best artist ever podcast without mentioning some honorable mentions. First, we have XXXTentacion. Now, I put him on this list because I feel like he's very introspective. You know, he's aware of his surroundings. He's just super open and so genuine. He puts his heart and mind into his music. Now, you might know him for a couple of songs such as Bad, Look at Me, Moonlight, Young Brats, and many more songs. Okay, granted, he had a not so good history of violence, but nonetheless, he wanted to show that whatever problems you're going through in life, you can always change yourself to be better. Next up, we have the artist and one of my main role models, Chris Brown. Now, this man has inspired a lot of people to be themselves and to be creative and just to love themselves. And similar to X, he's had a not so good history, but he shows that you can change yourself to be the person you want to be in life. And the last on the honorable mention list is none other than J. Cole. Now, I've been listening to him for a long time, and I've always thought he was passionate in his songs. Excuse me. And he always brought awareness to the things he was talking about. He was just very open and just genuine with his craft. Now, drum roll please. Ready? Let's go. The artist that takes the number one spot is none other than Michael Jackson. Yep, I said it. Michael Jackson. Alright, that was kind of cringy, but yes, Michael Jackson. He is my number one idol. This man has multiple hits. Hit songs such as Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, the list goes on and on. I just want to say, this man was born talented, like no joke. Okay, so I found this thing online, and it's actually from his mother. His mother said that at around age 3, she would catch him dancing to the rhythmic noises of the washer machine creaking. Like, that's just so impressive. Like how could you be 2 years old? I know, 2 or 3 years old, and have the ability to recognize rhythmic noises like that. I find that to be so artistic. It's just so dope. And he was always raw and passionate in his songs. And, come on, look. Here's a song right here called Ben. I'm not sure if you guys have heard it. It's a great song. You should check it out for yourselves. But here's a snippet of it. Here's a snippet that I think he's just so passionate and just so raw. And like, you understand his pain. You just, yep, all that. All right, here it is. Let's turn it up a little bit. If they what? Like alright. That is that. That song was called Ben. You can check it out for yourselves. It's a dope song. And yeah. Alright. Back to the script. What script? Huh? Alright. Other than that, he has inspired millions of people across the world to dance, sing, and just overall be creative. Proof of that, look at me. Ever since I was six, I would just listen to his songs and just watch his music videos and just be entranced by his talent. It's just so infectious. I think that's the word. Yeah. So in the past, Michael is the only male and first artist to chart 6 number one hits. These hits include Dirty Diana, The Way You Make Me Feel, Just Can't Stop Loving You, Bad, Smooth Criminal, and Man in the Mirror. Those are very good songs, by the way. And MJ is the first vocalist to have the number one in the US Billboard charts for 4 decades. What that mean? That means generations of people have been influenced. Man. And granted, there are many songs that are geared to certain audiences. There are songs he made for awarenesses of the world's injustices. For example, he has songs like Earth Song, We Are the World, Heal the World, They Don't Care About Us, Man in the Mirror. And don't get it twisted, this man also had romantic songs, like love-making songs. Those songs include Rock With You, The Way You Make Me Feel, You Are Not Alone, and Lady of My Life. Those are just a couple of songs just off the top of the list I could find. But yeah, come back after this short break,